Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about containerizing legacy applications with Docker.
Ooh, legacy apps and Docker? Sounds like a modernization party. So, what's the big deal with containerizing these old-timers?
Well, think portability, simplified deployment, and even a security boost. It's like giving your old apps a new lease on life, making them more manageable and efficient.
Right, because who wants to wrestle with compatibility issues? But is it always a smooth process?
Not always. The article emphasizes a crucial first step, assessment. You gotta know your app inside and out. Libraries, frameworks, OS, the whole shebang. Knowing what you want to achieve is key too. Sometimes an app just isn't a good candidate for containerization.
Makes sense. So, assuming our app is a good fit, what's next?
Enter the Docker file. This is your blueprint defining the container environment. The example given covers the basics. Base image, metadata, dependencies, and even volume mounts.
Sounds straightforward-ish, but I'm guessing there's room for complexity?
Absolutely. Multi-stage builds are your friend for complex applications needing, say, custom compilation steps.
Got it. So we've built our Docker image? Time to test?
Precisely. Docker build and Docker run are your go-to commands. And don't forget Docker logs for troubleshooting, those pesky missing dependencies or environment variable hiccups.
Debugging, the joy of every developer's life. Any tips for streamlining the image itself? Big images can be a drag.
Good point. Removing unnecessary packages during the build and separating the build and runtime environments can help slim things down.
Nice. So our containerized app is working like a charm. How do we share the love?
Push it to a registry. Docker Hub is your friend. Docker Tag and Docker Push get that image out there.
Fantastic. Anything else we should keep in mind before we go full steam ahead with Dockerizing everything?
The article stresses that containerization isn't a magic bullet. That initial assessment is crucial. If it's too difficult or the performance suffers, it might not be worth the effort.
Words of wisdom, containerization can bring new life to those legacy apps, but choose wisely. Thanks for breaking it all down.
You got it. And thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you next time with more containerized conversations.
Goodbye.